didn't know I was lost.
Here, none of that is anyway important. We don't care what he was born.
I understand
what he smells like. We care more of what he smells like than how old he is.
Because we're merchandising Bob's favorite aftershave.
Well, it's an extra holiday. That's all you're missing out on. You could have a
Bob's
day, a day of rest and celebration.
You know, you're right.
You're just holding it. Just
symbolic.
All right.
What if we just found one of the
experts?
What if we have enough holidays?
Favorite holiday and appropriated
to the trials.
Okay,
and
it's
going to
be like Christmas
and steel holidays. So I think we should appropriate the local culture's holiday. Favorite holiday.
That's why his name is Philo.
Because we could all drive on the left side.
We should drive on the left side. And what day should we appropriate this day?
I mean, he was born on some day. You should try and find out.
No, I don't think we should. That would be like finding Jesus' real birth.
Well, you want it to be true, don't you?
I want it to be symbolic of the day. I want it to appropriate some local religion so that we can supersede their need to already be worshiping on that day.
Okay, April 7th.
To buy what happens on April 7th?
Bob was born on April 7th.
How about April 15th?
April 15th, fine.
Tax day.
Fine.
People worship the dollar on that day.
That's pretty good. And it could be a holiday.
How about Halloween? Halloween is their favorite holiday.
That could be a tax day. Could be a holiday. That's good. Kids could stay home from school. We could drive on the left side. It'd be great.
Yeah, we could walk in the left side of the street, drive on the left side of the street. What else should we do as a symbol of our reference to Bob on that day?
Erect a huge nipple in your front yard.
Erect a huge nipple.
What about a pipe?
What about a pipe? Should we put a pipe in the nipple?
Or a big head that you can leave on somebody's front lawn.
What if we had a nipple on Bob's head with a pipe in it? Bobhead on the nipple.
Pipe in the nipple. Now, I'm not following you now.
What if we had a pipe in the bobhead and the bobhead was sitting on top of the nipple?
I don't know what kind of neighborhood you live in, but I'm not going to do that in my yard.
Got a pimp in it?
What about an icon of what? Could we just put an icon there? A Bob icon in the nipple.
Forget it. I don't even have a yard, so press off, will you? See, that's how it's used. Should be.
Talk to the press.
In the modern world. Stop using archaic, out-of-date terms. Come up with stuff that actually fits the situation.
Find the adapt. That's true. I think that's an innovative approach to...
Get out of that rut.
Difficult thing. A difficult pursuit.
Climb up to the top of the edge of that rut and yell... Press off!
Somebody's been swilling a little too much rot gut.
Think of yourself as an amphibian for once. Drink a lot of water and breathe it through your gills. Or your gill-like appendages. You're a quadruped. Live like one. Smell like one.
Smells like a train.
Be a good example for your other fellow quadrupeds.
Bob smells like a train? Did someone say that? It's so hard to hear.
Soon, your internal organs will begin to arrive at your preserved alcohol.
They already are.
Uh-oh, Dr. Fire. Uh-oh. Okay, I'm facing a bogus creature right here in front of me. I can't tell what it is.
At least it's not a spider.
No!
I am another yourself.
Out of control.
I am.
am another. Yourself. I'm another yourself. I am another yourself. I am another yourself. I am another yourself.
Give way to your own mind, to your own ego. Just be your ego, Justin's. The eternal feminine.
I'm your female self.
That's right. She's your female anima.
Also, priority female and
Bobette.
And Connie, and of course, and she will unite her ego with yours.
Someone else was
in order to bring you to greater heights of spiritual awareness and fulfillment. And ecstasy.
After the St. Stephen's Day parade.
Justin's ego.
It's a good thing she's got this.
I'm going to try to make a mystical cross-transubstantiation here possible to where there's a psychic network whereby Justin can spout, Apollonian.
It's like the new Burning Man around 98.
Vedic utterances that prophesy the future.
Yeah, like that. About 10 different beats going on as you walk down.
Did you say throbbing?
To set up a psychic community, all you have to do is think.
And also you need, like, turning mirror light things.
And so just start thinking first. Relax to the techno music.
The
psychic network trying to get all your thoughts into towards the goal.
There's a lot of people.
I'm sure it's not.
What's our goal? Let's have a goal.
Silliness, and then everybody in
the room. It's just everybody.
Think
of a goal.
Don Ho died.
I know, but he did shock the monkey before he died.
Sure.
He did.
You mean the great Phil Collins
hit? Hey, can I get the Gabriel versus Phil Collins
monkey-human debate.
That was when the Moody saw
it. He said monkey.
Bloody struggle.
Yes, I'm suggesting that
I love monkey.
It's like John versus Paul.
He's an excitable, nervous sort.
Like a filthy girl.
I've always been a Peter Gabriel fan. Well, it might bite.
The stripper monkey. It's going to be Shopper Time.
As long as it
only bites the
goat.
Nervousness of the animal.
You know. amazing show to see.
Killed the video stars.
Yeah. No, they were fought back, but in vain.
Show where little Johnny disemboweled himself.
That was fun.
I love that show.
What's happening?
That was one of the shows were good.
Days, yeah.
You know,
little Johnny disemboweled.
Johnny no disembowel.
Man,
I say.
I remember that.
No run with your
scissors come to my eyes.
That was a Japanese show, wasn't it?
Run with scissors.
That was Japanese Alabama. Was the connection, I think.
Run
scissors, go swimming right after you eat. There was also swimming rule violations.
Right. No, full of toxic slugs. Yeah. I told the children not to, but if they wake up, then they'll
do it. It sounds like you called
them. Don't pick your nose or whatever school meters is. Get your fingers cut off for
I hope you like this part as well as it's got.
They're awesome chocolates.
If you would like a piece that you're
talking to that thing all right.
I have some medical problems.
And you have
Sheriff is all mass medicinal. You know, I mean, I'm not an addict.
Eat good medicine.
I don't get addicted to things.
Good.
I just need. I have stress anxiety disorder.
They've all had a bucket of chat and these pills,
and I need to calm myself down. I'm not. I seem like a happy person. You know what I mean? But I'm not exactly as happy as everyone thinks I am.
If you take a pill, identify with my sincerity.
Exactly. So, and I need to identify with my Like
a bit of criticism of Pirate Cat Radio. Okay?
Well, you don't the have fun to back smash and fun.
It just felt like smoker cigarettes.
The wind just came in, but
figure out what just happened.
It's not just the radio.
We also split the
radio show. Well, it's not going to end. It's just going to get all like
deep.
You have a motorhome.
No more relaxing. Everything has to be solemn and intense.
That's right. I don't know.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it.
You might have forgotten Michael.
Yeah, you'll find a place.
Did we forget him again?
I think so. I think we left him at the last rest stop.
Slacking off.
Wandering around.
Yeah, there you go. Slack and sport.
That was a pretty good trip.
Yeah, let's get rid of
him. Really good trip.
I know what it was.
Sushi dinner stuff. I thought we were
doing this. And I realized somebody
was talking about tripping on the entirely vegetarian orgasms over CB radio.
It was someplace out.
You were tripping on it though.
It was a funny description. They were relating and stuff about you in the crowd. The first stories are always great because when I saw you, that was when you were in the Ranger hat. And you were walking out of the
Sometimes you can't remember if you drop. I still remember when you walked out. But I mean, you can't remember. I mean,
I remember that.
So does that mean you're tripping now?
I got that car out of the mud.
Thank you.
Thank you.